Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 14. I am Mike Earl.
I'm Patrick McGivern.
And I'm Randy Orvis.
This week we'll be discussing the tech news, for this week. Today is August 25th, I believe. So we'll be discussing more or less the news of the week. If you're listening live, you obviously know that it's roughly 8 o'clock Central Time, and that's when we record live every Thursday.
Except otherwise, tonight it was 8 on the button.
On the button, Randy
says.
We're not
messing around.
So look out for that, I guess. Otherwise, you can always find us on iTunes or on our website at bleedgeek.com. But yeah, and if you're live with us, you should can always join us in our chat, which we will try to pay attention to while we go. Whether or not we do, it's another story, I guess. But yeah, other than that, we have Randy back with us. If you listened last week, you knew he was gone.
Woo!
He's back because
he's
the woods.
Slacker.
He's back in the woods.
Yes, no bears ate me or bothered us.
Camping?
Although, yeah. Well, not camping. Oh. My parents had an RV, so we stayed in that, which worked out good because overnight Friday, we got tons of rain and
literally tons.
He
waited himself.
But apparently, the people that we had staying next to us heard raccoons rummaging underneath my parents' RV, and yeah, we didn't hear them at all, which was funny. But
thieving,
yeah,
thieving.
They drew first blood.
Is that from Rambo?
Air conditioned RV.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. We needed it for the first night we were there, Thursday night. But then the storm was Thursday to Friday, I think. And after that, it cooled down, so we didn't need it. But yeah, air conditioning was awesome.
They were camping.
Happens to the best of them.
That's how we camp. That's how we camp in the 21st century.
That's not how I camp.
You don't camp.
That's not true.
Randy, I go to Boundary Waters every year.
Not every year, I wish. Don't have kids.
Singular. Now you have kids.
No, I said don't have.
Oh.
If you want to camp every year.
Abstain.
So anyway.
Bleed Geek.
Before we
Bleed
get
Geek
off
promotion.
Topic.
Promotion. Abstain. Yeah.
I think Mike's beating around the bush. He doesn't want to get the topic one.
Why? Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Because it's near and dear to our hearts. Well, maybe not our hearts. Maybe some people don't care. I don't know.
I don't.
I'm sure everybody knows because it was, I mean, I got a CNN update yesterday about it, so it's kind of making news everywhere. But the big news of this week is obviously going to be yesterday, Steve Jobs announced he was resigning as CEO of Apple. So, yeah. So, as for the last about 24 hours now, because it happened a little more than that ago, that is all the news I've seen, really. Tons of quotes and videos and thoughts. A lot of people are acting like he just died, even though he didn't. Tim Cook is the new CEO. He was formerly the COO of Apple. But really, he has stepped in for Steve on multiple occasions prior to this. He's actually was acting CEO since January. He's been since Steve's been on medical leave, but they made it official yesterday, which is kind of funny that really they just made official something that's been happening for the last 8 months anyway.
Well, if anybody was surprised by it, then they're just ridiculous because,
right?
Yeah, it's been being slowly phased into this. So.
I mean, he's been being groomed for the position, you would say. I mean, and Tim Cook's been with the company for the last 13 years, I believe, is what it is. And
so he knows what's going on.
I mean, the big question I've heard is no one has any doubts that Tim can lead the company. Like, he's an excellent businessman, and I read nothing but good things about him. He's the one that's kept their supplies right where they need to be without over-ordering and having excess, but, you know, trimming the fat to make sure their profit margins are so large. And you know, he's really a logistics guy through and through, and a good, but there, you know, people are worried about the vision of Apple itself, like it being steered in the right direction, I guess. So, I mean, you know, and only time will tell. It'll be a while because, you know, as they say, I mean, and it's not like Steve's gone. He's going to still stay on as the chairman of their board. And, I mean, you can imagine that he will have plenty to still, you know, I'm sure that him and Tim will be in contact all the time still. And he'll have his hand in everything for a while, you would think.
No, I think so, too. I mean, this just seems kind of more like a political move than anything. I mean, kind of shifting some roles around, but if anything, yeah. Like, if you saw Steve Jobs at WWDC, yeah. He looked very, very weak and,
I mean,
and frail. And
I mean, you know, in his letter, he said, you know, I would be the first to say when I couldn't handle my responsibilities as CEO anymore, and sad to say that day has come. So whether or not that means, you know, he's too sick to do it, or he just can't deal with the, he doesn't want to have to deal with the day-to-day stuff because he's got so much other stuff going on. I mean, they don't need someone to write checks, I mean, and handle the actual business side of it, which is what, you know, he doesn't need to do all that to maintain the company going strong. And a lot of people also I've read in the last, you know, it's amazing how many articles have come up in the last 24 hours, but
we've been in the first, like, 3 hours.
Yeah, it's like, have they had this waiting to go? Like, what, are you going to hit the send button since January or since WWDC when everybody saw him? But I mean, a lot of people say, you know, I don't remember where I was going anymore. But that, you know, they've got the next three installments of the phone basically underway already. And, you know, the next three product cycles right. Are well in development. And
well, yeah. That's...
I don't think you can expect much of a change. I mean, obviously...
Not initially. Yeah. I think it'll be one of those things that what happens in the it'll be the 5 to 10 year range. I mean, because, yeah, I mean, they're working on stuff, obviously, that we... I mean, you know, you hear all the rumors of the iPhone 5 coming out this fall, but that's... It's not in development with Apple. Yeah. It's something... That is something, I mean, that's created. Right now, they're probably working on the iPhone 7 or 8.
Right.
You know, they've got it all... Yeah. Tiered out.
It's funny, though, because it's like, how many companies can you say, like, where one person is such the spearhead? I mean, Bill Gates was that for Microsoft for a long time, but I think, I mean, people don't even know who Steve Ballmer is at this point, you know? I mean, unless you follow it, you don't know who's run that. Someone else, I mean, a lot of people probably still think Bill Gates is still running Microsoft. I mean, and then there's, you know, other, I mean, you can't think of another company that's such... has such a figurehead that's you just think Steve Jobs when you think of Apple.
Well,
I mean, you have, I mean, even with Google lately, I mean, they just switched recently from Eric Schmidt to Larry Page. I mean, there's a few, I mean, smaller companies, but with such a huge
corporation. Yeah, I think the key thing though is you don't know a lot of people like that because there's not a lot of companies that have the public attention that Apple does.
And a lot of CEOs don't like to be their own HR people either, or PR people, you know, they don't like to be the ones to go out on stage and announce products necessarily, and I don't know, it's all just Steve's style as well. But there's a lot of people that are very innovative that are still working at Apple. Like, I mean, you have Scott Forstall and Johnny Ive, who, you know, one's the software guy, one's the hardware designer. I mean, they've been running everything for a long time, too. I mean, I don't think anything's going to change for a while, but it was funny because you could see, I know, last night after hours trading and then this morning the stock was dropping like crazy, but by the end of the day it kind of capped off and they only dropped, I think it was 0.65%. It was a loss for the day, but that's not too bad either.
No.
But
yeah, like I said, I mean, they've got their... It'll be the five to 10 year plan. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Right. And I was going to say, you know, out of all the stories I've seen, the ones that have been, well, this is, he just picked the best time to do it, you know. Their market share is at an all-time high right now. And obviously, this is something that's been in the works for a long time with him leaving and Tim taking over. And, like, what better time to do it with that? You know, the iPhone coming out soon, I mean, it'll all be forgotten, and then, you know, the stocks will shoot right back up, and nothing will be overshadowed. Like, you can assume that he's been waiting for the perfect time to make his departure. So, we will see what happens with that, but, you know, there's just, it blows my mind how many people, like, how many stories there are. already.
Well, it does kind of seem like it's out of the blue. I mean, they didn't really haven't really talked about it for a while, and like there's all these like iPhone rumors going around.
And I think a lot of people
that's been the major focus, and all of a sudden, Steve Jobs.
Well, and I think a lot of people didn't even realize that he wasn't acting CEO right now. I mean, he's been out since January on medical leave, and he's left in 2009 and 2004 as well. So, and every time Tim Cook has been the person that's taken over while he's gone, but. Well, yeah.
I'd say that I'd be surprised that I was surprised when it happened, but I mean, it does make sense that this is the most opportune time to do it,
right?
Between like two different product launches that are coming out, or potentially two. I would say more like three. I mean, if you want to count the iPhone 5, iOS 5, and iCloud service,
right?
So
I don't know. It was definitely an interesting night to watch tech news last night as everything blew up on Twitter and just everything in general, even the regular news. You know, like I said, I got a CNN update on my phone that said Steve Jobs resigned, so
but I was quicker.
That's right, Pat told me first before CNN.
I texted Mike while my car was stopped at a red light on an off ramp in my car. I'll admit I was in my car.
Be known.
I was fully stopped as I was like, Mike needs to know this
right now.
That's funny.
Hoping you weren't in your car and you just swerve off the road.
Mike was in his car.
No reason to live without Steve.
It'll be okay, Mike. Life will go on.
Now what am I going to do, right?
There will be apples.
Randy's predicting the rise of Android now.
Huh?
I said Randy's predicting the rise of Android.
That's right.
And I'm taking mango.
Pat thinks there's going to be mango fever.
I'm going to go WebOS if you're going to talk underdog.
Well, they're already...
Something killed?
They're already gone, Randy. No, it's too late for
them. They're in the grave.
It's a vision. But yeah.
It's a 10-year plan.
Exactly. Facebook made the news a little bit. They were making a few waves. It was, I believe, like 6 months ago that they had tried. If you have an iPhone, you have more than likely heard of the app Instagram.
Or if you have Android, you've probably been like, when is Instagram going to come to Android?
Exactly. At this point, we're like, whatever. Give us Photovine. We'll hang out with that.
I have Photovine.
I know. And it's funny. Well, side story.
Is it not on Android either?
Mm-mm.
What the fuck?
I know.
Didn't Google make it?
It's a Google product.
It?
Yep.
But it's on iOS.
iOS.
I have it.
Anyways, I think it was 6 months ago, Facebook tried to buy Instagram. If you're not familiar with Instagram, it's an app for your iPhone. I suppose it would work on your iPad as well. You take pictures, and you could add cool filters and whatnot to them.
It's a social. It's a social network.
Sharing. It is social, too.
Yep.
And, so you can make hippie-looking photos and whatnot.
Do you use Instagram, Pat?
I used to.
From time to time?
Yeah.
It's cool. Well,
it's got great Twitter integration where you just tweet right to your account.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Facebook wanted to buy them. Instagram said, no thanks.
The four of them? There's four people, I think, working on Instagram.
Yes.
I think they just hired their fifth, maybe? Or there were talks, or maybe they just hired their fourth.
I think there's four.
I think they just hired their fourth.
Is it?
Yeah. They just hired someone.
But it's a super small company. Yeah. But, I mean, so it says a lot about a company like that saying no to a giant like Facebook. Well, Facebook has decided, fine, if you are not going to let us buy you, we're going to build one.
Let's do it ourselves. It's like Google when they couldn't buy Groupon. They're like, well, make Google, whatever.
And it was said that a group of engineers working for Facebook, they're going to be introducing photo filters similar to Instagram, and then they're going to also... introduce new filters. Like, they're basically going to steal all of what Instagram has while creating some new ones, hoping to sway users over to using the Facebook app more. Kind of a dick move on Zuckerberg's.
Totally. I mean, like,
isn't that what he does, though?
Yeah.
He's a dick.
He offered him money and then they said no, but he's like, okay, well, I'm going to do it anyways. Like, still kind of tread on your soil.
Maybe he'll get sued. Patent infringement.
Hopefully. But I guess, I mean, the one thing Instagram still has on them is still the Twitter integration.
Right.
So, and the fact that they already have a huge base. And they have a huge... I don't remember the exact stats, but I've seen that they put up a lot of big numbers. Like, they already have a huge following.
Well, like, that's they said. Instagram came out. It hasn't even been a year yet, and they have over 8 million people using it. It's like that's
a 3-person company.
Yeah, that's unreal. That's cool. So it'll be
good for Instagram, Facebook, whatever. They just, I mean, what else are they gonna steal? Before you know it, they're gonna be adding circles. Well,
yeah, and I don't know. It'll be interesting. They'll be making squares.
Right.
Join our square.
Rhombuses.
So, yeah. Facebook, mind your own business. Stick to social media. Let Google take you over, finally. Roll over like the dead dog you are.
You heard it from Randy.
Heard it here first.
Yeah. Also, in Facebook news, they are going to be implementing some new
circles.
Introducing new circles.
Essentially.
Circles and squares.
They're adding option to your sharing bar is what it is. And when you, it's like putting the arrow, like, I don't know if anyone's used Google Plus, which if you haven't, let us know because we can get you in. It's essentially the same thing, sort of. It's more
except
limited.
Google's better.
It's more limited right now, but I'm sure eventually they will get to the stage that Google is already at. You can drop down and pick, you know, do you want to share this with
when you add somebody in your friends list, you can already you can create groups within Facebook similar to circles, but not as easily manageable. But you'll be able to share content within those groups that you create. So,
and didn't they revamp the tagging approval or something? Like you can go tag.
I didn't read about that. Okay. I heard that they were though locking it down to make it not as easy, I think, to tag somebody else.
I think it was actually the opposite. You could approve all tags at once, without actually having to look through them all, or you have to approve them maybe. But there's a button where you can just hit approve all.
Right, but you have to. But they're locking it down where you have to approve
the
being
tags.
Tagged.
Right.
Where right now I can go on and
I can go
tag,
take a picture of a donkey and tag it as whoever I want.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was trying to understand like the improvement because I knew you could reject tags, but maybe that was only with your own uploaded photos.
I mean, I think you can reject. You can take. I know you can take off tags if people tag you. You can take them off. But I don't know if they could just go back and do it again, and then you just have to keep going and taking it off, or.
And then
but they're making it so you have to approve them, I think, in advance.
And then also wasn't there like those that you could like say like a select number of photos, even though they have you tagged, they're not a part of like the photos of you from your profile.
Yeah, I don't know.
They stay more hidden or something like
Facebook
that.
Facebook sucks at privacy. that's a story.
The article basically said, you know, it's like. Facebook.
They're essentially
stealing
your information, and they're going to start selling you to the police.
Yeah, in a nutshell,
just stay
Facebook
away.
And privacy do not belong in the same sentence.
And go to Google Plus.
Yeah, you know, it said. I know the one thing they said was.
When did this Google bandwagon just be created?
Well, Steve quit. What do you want from me?
Mike's abandoning.
Mike's getting edgy against Facebook. I don't know. Everyone's saying Facebook sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I've made multiple posts hoping. That something comes along with Google Plus that will attract more users because
it's not hard to get in right now.
Right.
I mean, I have 150 invitations sitting in
my. I have 149. I just sent
Randy
another one out.
Just sent one out.
Yep.
It could have been you. I don't know.
Could have been
you. Should join Google Plus.
Sure, but invitation only kind of narrows down the audience.
Oh,
makes
shoot.
It less hard.
That's funny.
It's in field testing, Pat.
I know, but everything's in field testing with Google.
Everything else is in beta. See, but they used that too much, so now they're using field testing.
Wordsmith it.
Anywho.
Anyways. I think we're fighting now.
We're not fighting.
Okay.
Join Google Plus.
We're arguing.
Google Plus. If you get, I've said it multiple times. If you want an invite, let us know.
Okay,
Patrick.
We're going to transition on to HP touchpads.
Which we talked about a little last week, but following our podcast last week, actually, that Friday, because we recorded Thursday, the day they announced that HP was being killed, HP cut the prices of the touchpads to $100 for a 16 gig, $150 for a 32 gig.
Yes.
And Best Buy followed suit, and pretty much every other distributor of them as well, which caused a frenzy over the weekend, pretty much selling out everywhere.
Everywhere, and they're doing restock, I guess HP.com, and then there's some other bigger distributors that are going to get more stock.
Well, because Best Buy and like Barnes & Noble had sent them back because they weren't selling, so they had sent shipments back. Well, now they're reshipping them, so not only is they cutting the price already, they're now paying for shipping twice. But regardless, some places will be getting them again, and actually someone I know just got one. Who was that, Pat?
That was me.
Oh.
Woo! I'm finally invited to some cool party.
You're invited to a party.
I'm pretty sure they just killed the product. You're right, that is very cool.
Oh, but there's more to it, though, because now, since WebOS is no longer going to be supported...
So someone else needs to do something with it. What are they going to do?
They're going to port it. They're going to port Android to the HP touchpad. I mean, that's at least the idea. Which one?
Which Android?
Froyo and Gingerbread.
Okay.
Because I believe Honeycomb is still not available as open source.
Gotcha.
So, but there are two. Let me bring it up here if I can remember. There are two groups that are actively working on making a port for Android that will work on the touchpad.
Well, and one is me.
What's that? Nothing. One is you. Yeah, Mike's working on it right now.
Just kidding. I don't deal with Android.
Oh gosh. I think it's like XDNA is one other group, and then there's another group called... Anyone chiming in? Come on.
I don't know what it is.
Chat.
Someone else.
Yeah, so there's someone else. But essentially, there's actually a $2,000 reward. It might actually be up to $2,100.
It's more now. Yep.
Because okay. I just contributed, so...
So for the first person to have, I think, an active working of Android on it, and I think it Wi-Fi has to work. I think there's certain requirements.
I read an article, and I didn't get a chance to copy and paste it onto our forum, but I saw that somebody has a new, or they have a touchpad on eBay right now, with Android working on it.
Yes, I think that is correct. Let's see here. Report says touchpad gets Android. I think someone did buy it on Android. Whether or not there was rumors going around saying that it might actually just be a video of Android being ran on WebOS, but there's actual
they superimposed it.
But there's reports where someone from one of the two different groups that are working on a port actually purchased it. And then they're just going to dump down the firmware and then modify it and then release a more stable version, I think is what the plan is. But yeah, so on eBay, apparently there was one that was running Android 2.2.1, which is Froyo.
Correct. Frozen yogurt.
Frozen yogurt, short for frozen yogurt. So yeah. And I think it went
for
710. Oh, sorry, long for frozen yogurt. Got
no, long for 2....
Yeah, the one, it's funny. I did a Google search because I just read the article today, and maybe there's been multiple ones on eBay, but this one has full pictures involved with, like, showing that it's running. I mean, it could be a video, obviously, but it shows pictures of all sorts of different screens, and I'll post a link to the eBay auction in chat here, but... It is, so there's the link. 2 days left, and so how much did you buy your touchpad for, Pat?
One, I think it was like 160 something.
How much are they new?
Shipping.
Well,
if you were to not get the discount,
they start, well, say, the originally, 32 gig? I think they started at 600.
Is that 32?
Well, they were, see, I don't know, they cut the prices so fast right away. I know they were 400 before they killed it. But I don't know if they started at 600 or if they started at 500. I think it was 5 and 6.
Yeah, I can't accurately say.
I think it was 5 for the 16 and 6 for the 32.
How about this? On eBay, 2 days left, you get free shipping.
They will
do that for you. $860 right now.
For real? There's bids on it?
Yep, 20 bids.
Oh,
on one that doesn't have Android?
No, this has Android.
This one has Android on it?
Supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly. Well, let me read
the disc. Like a golden nugget here. If I can get Android on there and then resell it. Do you know if what you I have
get
here, Mike?
If you can get Android, it doesn't matter. You can't watch Hulu Plus.
It's true, but you know what I'm saying.
I know. It's funny. I was just throwing that little side note in.
That is, yeah. The moment that the touchpads sold out, then Hulu went and banned the Flash. Flash enabled.
I don't know. Just reading this is kind of funny.
Seems a little sketchy.
It sort of. He gives multiple links to, like, where you can see, like, where the bounty is being run and where development teams are working on it. He has two YouTube videos posted showing that it works. I haven't watched them, but on his last update to the auction, he says, "Please note that the winner of this sale can use this to apply for the $1,500." But it's now $2,100 at least bounty, so they can apply for the $2,100 bounty with this touchpad, also because you would send it to the development team and they would take it basically.
Right? Seems a little crazy.
So it's like why if you have it, why wouldn't you just sell it?
Why
it to
are
them?
You auctioning it off when if you could really do that? You obviously know you're not.
Well, I think that kind of goes back to there's requirements for the bounty like to receive the reward. Where he might not have everything ported out, where he's gotten it to the point where, okay, well, it's on here, it's going to boot, but I don't get Wi-Fi, or I can't get out, you know what I mean?
Then why wouldn't he just try to find someone to help him out with that instead of trying to sell it for someone else
maybe
to do
over
it.
His head? Who knows?
That's why he would try
how many,
to find someone
how many developers
else?
Do you know that can work with Android?
I'm sure I could find one if I was going to get $2,000.
Possibly.
$2,000 isn't that much, though,
well, I know
when
it's
it comes
not
down
that
to it.
Much, but people who love open source and Android are like, shit, yeah, I'll do that.
Right. Well, that's why there's probably so many developers right now trying to get it to try
that's
and make their time worth something.
So, yeah, so it's kind of like a space race for Android to...
If only HP knew what they had this whole time.
If only. If anything, I was hoping that set, like, a precedence for, like, how much tab it should actually go for.
Yeah, no, I'm watching this demo right now of it, and it looks legit. Like, I mean, you can see... Like,
just buy an iPad for
$500. Like when he unlocks the screen
yeah,
right here, I mean, it doesn't look fake at all. It's like, you can see him, the tactile button, go yeah. when he pushes it, and he showed, like, the loading screen, too, when the OS is loading.
This is exciting. Maybe I'll have Android on my... tablet
you will eventually
the weekend yeah eventually it'll happen maybe by next weekend
maybe
I would say a week max for a public version to be available
and then you're gonna
and then
brick
hopefully Google yeah if I break it out I'm so pissed but hopefully Google will
well, you just call
Honeycomb
HP it's just call
so
HP
that they can port
they'll
that
give
out.
Your money back right
yeah good that's one. The one thing I was actually worried about like okay what if I get this and like
the it's cracked on the middle.
Doesn't work, or you know, like the battery goes
it's,
bad.
It's literally cut in half.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, other than running Android, there's reports of people actually putting Ubuntu on there. There's a few different caveats, though. I mean, you can get Ubuntu, and I think there's actual GUI interface that you can install that works with the processor. But they're saying that there's a lot of applications that are on Ubuntu that work only on an x86 processor. So, I mean, that's also an alternative. It's kind of cool because they're saying that you can actually dual boot to Ubuntu, so you can still have WebOS, and then if you wanted to go to Ubuntu for whatever reason, to get, like, the Safari browser, if you wanted that, or not the Safari browser, the Firefox browser.
I was going to say, if you want a Safari browser, you can just buy an iPad.
Buy an iPad. Just have that queued up.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
So if you can find yourself a HP touchpad, it could be a cool little project. Hacking project.
Supposedly there's a second wave of them coming. It may have already happened. I don't know.
I actually have myself on the notify list from HP.com when they're going to have another.
But like Best Buys
and
stuff.
How many people have that?
I don't know.
Best Buys and who have you?
I would say hundreds of thousands.
And who have you?
So. Yeah. It's a good deal. I'm excited to see it when you get it.
Yeah. Actually, my coworker had one.
I'm actually
going to
cut it with a knife.
It comes in with a blade.
Get that out of here.
I'll protect it.
No, my coworker actually had one up and running, and it was kind of neat. He couldn't get past.
Was your coworker Russell Brand?
No, not Russell Brand. Thank God.
I bet he has one.
Oh man, it just blows me away. eBay right now, average price for a touchpad, $250. People, they're $100.
If you can get one.
If you can get one.
That's still less than what they were selling for market price, though.
But
it's still a good deal.
For something that you have no support for. Absolutely no support.
Telling like, you. It's the modding community.
Is hacks. It just see it the just seems mods. Crazy. Like, if you're going to spend that much, spend the extra, what's the lowest, like, say...
500.
500? Guess it's still half price.
But...
Get a Zoom if you're going to get something. What? $400 bucks.
Gross.
You have
just kidding.
Oh, my word.
Speaking of Zoom, who makes those?
Motorola. Zoom.
Would you have anything you'd like to say about that?
Go Google.
I just meant in general, though. You weren't here last week. We talked about Google buying Motorola. I thought maybe you had a few words you would like to say.
I'm excited. I have been a Motorola phone user for...
Well, he's had the phone he has for like 6 years alone, so...
I've had this phone for almost 2 years.
Seems like forever.
I know, right? But my...
Oh, you had that slider one, right?
I had my slider, and then I had a flip phone. And it was funny, because all of the phones I've had up until this were eBay-purchased ones, and they were all European unlocked phones, because they get the cooler ones. And, like, the slider, they had that before we got it. But neither here nor there. I love Motorola's setup.
Google-rola?
I don't like Motorola. I don't like what they did with the operating system because they customized it so much on Android where to keep an updated OS. So as soon as this came default with Android 1.3, my phone, and they updated it to 1.5, and then they were like, we're out. We have more phones now, and we don't care about you guys. But it was because...
Get a new phone already. You slackers.
And it's like, really? You guys are cutting... Any updates?
Life expectancy of a phone is very short these days.
It was ridiculous. I mean, it was...
They need you to give them the money.
It wasn't even a year. It was, I think, 8 months
before. How long was it before you bought it, though?
This was the first one out from Motorola.
Okay.
I am version one.
I don't know
why
you're yelling.
I'm not yelling. But I'm excited. It'll be interesting to see what Google's plan is with Motorola's hardware. You know?
I think that's what... Yeah. I still don't think they know exactly what they're going to do with it yet.
But why
not?
They have a good list of...
Do whatever they want.
They got a good list of patents that come with it. So
like 1,200 patents or something.
So,
ridiculous.
Well, because Motorola was one of the first names in the...
Pioneering the cellular market.
So, I mean, they've been in it since day one. So they've got, I'm sure, some good patents on their side.
I believe was the number, roughly.
So, I'm excited.
More than doubling Google's... arsenal, if you will.
That's crazy. But yeah, I think it's a good thing. It'll be interesting to see what happens with it.
I'm excited to see what they do.
Google.
I think it could go both ways for them.
Oh, definitely.
I think they could definitely screw everything up massively.
I think it was a big shock to the community. Because when I heard it, I was like, okay, this has got to be fake, you know? But I think
Mike's still in denial. It's not true.
Didn't really happen.
Yeah, they sent shockwaves through the...
It's been a crazy 2 weeks in tech.
Phone maker world.
The last 2 weeks have been like a roller coaster. Google-rola, HP's gone nuts. Steve's like, F it, I'm out.
Is HP cutting their... See, they're cutting their laptop line as well, correct?
Okay, so they said they're looking into a different strategy for it, which the majority of analysts think that they want to sell it. They want to sell off the whole personal computing group? Their computers, essentially. Yeah. And they're just going to focus on printers, all right? That's what they're going to do. No, really, they want to do enterprise stuff, but they're still going to keep their printers going because that's the only thing that makes them money.
We have a handful of printers. Makes sense.
A lot of people think... Well, a few... I don't know what I mean when I think a lot of people. A lot of things I read suggest that they were... Because they're the biggest PC. They're the most profitable PC group right now making PCs. And they think that they're just... have decided they can't compete with that. Not that they can't compete with Apple, but that it's just becoming... so much that that's not where they don't think that's where the money is anymore.
Well,
that they think they need to focus on enterprise and But it also has to do with a lot of people say that's what their CEO is. Like, they had the other guy before, and now Apothecar took over, and he's an enterprise guy, and he's like, well, this is where I'm going to take the... Like, they were on track to be Apple's biggest competitor in that market, they're, like, bowing out.
It's too bad, too, because, okay. Like, my mom, she's looking for a new laptop, you know, and the person that she is going to be buying it through, because it's for something else, this person said, you know, either get a HP or a Toshiba, and I was like... So she called me, because that's what she does, and I was like, you probably don't want to look at HP, because, I mean, it's not right now. I mean, until...
Who knows what's happening right now?
Well, exactly. Now, that's what I told her. I said, I mean, chances are, maybe nothing will ever happen, but at least...
Well,
could get acquired.
There was a big rumor going around that Samsung was going to buy them, and we're way off where we were going, but that doesn't
matter.
That's
all right. Let's keep
going. There was a big rumor that Samsung was going to buy the HP Computing Group, so much so that a rumor that Samsung actually released a press announcement saying, we are not buying HP. We are not acquiring that, you know, because they were in talks or whatever, but, you know, it was just whatever it was. But, so Samsung isn't buying them, supposedly. I mean, it could still be a lie. Who knows? But yes.
They need a home. It's an orphan child.
Yeah. I mean, right now they're still working and whatever. But, or they might, other people see it as they're going to spin it off as its own company. Like what Motorola did is they split into Motorola Mobility and Motorola Solutions Group, I believe is what the other one became. So there's two Motorolas really. And what Google bought was Motorola's Mobility, which is like their hardware, their phones, obviously, the mobile group, mobility, and also the set-top boxes that they do for cable and what have you. But a lot of people think that that's what's going to happen with HP as well, is that they're going to split into HP Enterprise and HP PC. I don't know what they would call it, you know, HP, PSG, personal, whatever it is. Essentially a computer company and a separate enterprise company. And then just, if they sink, they sink on their own, I guess. HP just, I don't know if it's... their CEO that just doesn't want to deal with computers anymore. But they also, on that same day that they killed everything, they bought that other company for like $10 billion. So, Autonomy or whatever it was called.
Yeah, I think it was Autonomy. Yep.
So
something like that.
I mean, it's just, it's crazy to see. I mean, and it sucks because HP does make good computers. I mean,
that they do.
If you've listened to the podcast, obviously, you know I'm pretty much an Apple person. But, I mean, I really like HP computers, and even their ads, I mean, they have the Beats, not that I'm a huge fan of Beats, but I mean, at least they're trying to make the sound better, because that's a huge problem in the
laptop
market in general. I mean, there's not a good laptop, there's not good laptop speakers, really, anywhere. So, it's good that they're trying to take that, and I mean, they have Blu-ray players, and they're reasonably priced. They have good, solid resolution screens. I mean, they have good products. But I don't know. They just don't want to do it, I guess.
They're out.
No one knows. It's like Steve. He's done.
Pretty much.
Why do we always go back to that? I don't know. It just happens.
Because you're crying inside. You're sad
I'm
inside.
Hurting.
So wait, that's how you deal with grieving, Mike.
Foxconn, you think they'll buy them? I guess it could be true.
So
who knows? But
speaking of
Steve. So we were talking about some stuff. We got a little out of hand there. Yeah.
That's Steve? A good tangent.
Yeah.
Speaking of Steve, iOS versus Android exploits.
Oh, wait, yeah. No kidding. I just had that up. yeah, so they're saying that Apple iOS is unaffected by malware, and Android exploits surged 76%, according to...
somebody who's making stuff up.
McAfee.
Sometimes I make up numbers.
Yeah, but who really believes McAfee anymore? Who honestly in the computer world?
I don't even believe Norton anymore.
That's
or
what I'm saying.
I should say, but
freaking.
But they make Norton, so I mean, whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're hogs.
Stop running when I need to use the computer. So, that's what's important.
Exactly.
Why can't you do it at a more opportune time? Is that so much to ask for?
No, it's not even. Anyways,
that's my problem with my computer at work. Always middle of the day. I'm like, really, right now? I changed the settings before. Stop doing it.
Actually, the graph that they have on this article that I had referenced, it kind of sucks. I mean, obviously, I'll assume that the big blue is 76%, but I mean, a portion of that is Java.
It is.
There's a little
there's
bit
a
of
nice
Symbian. There's a BlackBerry in there.
I'm the colorblind one.
And then MSIL, Python, and then VBS. Those are the mobile malware for this quarter. So, And it's not like it's a shocker, but...
Well, that's... It's just Android. I think that's part of the risk that they were willing to take with being open with their operating system and being open with their apps.
I think, I mean, I don't know. I mean, to do some damage control, I mean, I think Google could go through their Android market and be like,
policing
and revolting and...
Yeah, I don't think it's... I mean, I didn't read the article, but is it malware because of botched apps in the App Store, or is it malware because of exploits within the Android operating system that people are using?
That is a good question.
I bet it's a combination.
But I guess, yeah, it doesn't really say exactly where these
exploits. They don't really tell us where they're getting their facts. They're kind of just making them up.
But no one's really, we could look at the comments here. No one's really negating it. Actually, they didn't even turn comments on. That's funny.
Interesting, huh?
It is.
They don't want to hear people debate.
Suspicious, very suspicious.
Oh, wait, there's a link for our comments.
Oh, is there?
Bottom right.
A link, just
below the graph
to
or whatever.
To a McAfee spyware site. Interesting.
Oh, there is. 117 comments.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's not a big surprise. I'm hoping with this, one of the things I hope with Google acquiring Motorola Mobility is that since they will be software and hardware makers now, that maybe they will really push for what they stated at the
Google I/O conference.
Yes. Where they want to start locking down the OS.
They
and
don't
making
want
it, more
it so
uniform.
Fragmented.
Exactly. So maybe that's just a piece to the puzzle that they need.
What about HTC and Samsung?
Well, and that's, I had heard, what was I listening to today? But it's like, I mean, they're obviously not going to drop them. I mean, they can't, you know.
But then they can't really give Motorola the exclusive rights.
Right, no, I'm not saying that. But I think they have to come, they'll have to say, we're open source to a point. You know, like, we're only going to allow certain changes.
Right. I think they could probably do, like, you could think of a contract saying that we're only going to give open source code to manufacturers that we approve. You kind of leave it out of the community.
But see, this is what I mean by it could be either one of the smartest things they did or the worst mistake they eventually make. If they eventually, because the biggest thing they have going for them right now is the fact that they've flooded the market by letting everybody use their software. I mean, that's how they've hit such the market share that they have.
And they did what Apple, I think, missed out on.
By flooding. Oh, because they went
AT&T only.
I think that was a big problem for Apple.
And
right.
If Apple would have went with all carriers, I think
Android would have never had a chance.
Android would be where like Windows 7 is, you know, starting from scratch, kind of biting at the bottom.
Or where WebOS is.
Yeah. I don't think you would ever see a Google product die fully.
No.
But, you know.
Well, they just did shut down labs. And they didn't.
I don't know. I mean, I think Google could have still closed their platform, but still installed it like Windows does on every single other piece of hardware out there. You know, I mean, like there's a degree of customization that still exists within Windows.
But look at going to buy a PC from like Best Buy, like because I remember buying my going with my grandparents. They had $300 they wanted to spend on a computer. This was probably 8 years ago. $300. The only thing they could afford was, well, they could afford more, but they're just, my grandpa's a penny-pinching guy. But
like
anyways,
most old people are.
$300. E-machines. Bottle of the barrel. It was Windows XP. Good operating system. It was installed with so much bloatware on that thing. I mean, it was quicker for me to
wipe it clean and reinstall.
Go home, get my XP disk, reinstall, and start fresh.
But the point is that it doesn't lock it down. You know what I mean? Like you don't get stuck in the Apple world because they only go with one vendor,
right?
For hardware and only one model, or
yeah,
I guess
but
three
I think
models in this case.
Yeah.
But anyways, go.
No, yeah, I mean, but that's part of the problem with it being open too. Is like, I mean, they had skinned everything also. So like, I mean, the start button didn't look like your green little happy start button. The taskbar was different. I mean, everything was completely different, and that's where it's like, yeah, I don't know.
But But that's I mean, we're kind of getting our you were saying that you think it would be awesome if they used Motorola, made the software fit the hardware instead of just having software that sort of fit with the software, but everyone kind of had to mod it a little, is yes. essentially what happens. And that's the reason Apple's products are so good. I'm quoting in the air because I'm not going to straight out say that. I think Android is a good device. But where Apple really kills it is the fact that they make the hardware for the software. They go together. That's why it can be so responsive, is because it's not all the software and hardware go together. They're made for each other. They're not one's made and the other one's made, and then they get slapped mm-hmm. together and have to kind of fill in the cracks where they don't quite meet up. And that's the I agree that it would be cool if Android did that with, or Google did that with Motorola and Android. But the problem is that HTC and Samsung, although they could easily get another operating system, go to Windows or
wherever,
Symbian or whatever. And actually, Samsung or HTC, one of them has an operating system that they have, but it's neither here nor there. But they would then, the biggest thing that Android had going for it, the way it blew up, is that it flooded the market by being open source and being on everything, that they would end up taking away from themselves, because Google just wants to be everywhere. They don't care. I mean, they're starting to care more, but...
Well, they're seeing what's... I feel like Android is one of those things on top of... I mean, other than Google... homepage, google.com, this is probably like one of their things where it's actually been around long enough to they can see sort of potential for it,
right?
Where I mean, a lot of things they just do because they've got cash to spend.
They're like, holy shit, let's try this out, see what happens.
Yeah, and if it doesn't work, they're like, oh, whatever, we'll still keep a few developers doing stuff for
it. Do what you want with it, it's sitting there, but we're not gonna keep going.
I mean, the point I was kind of trying to make is like, okay, if you take a look at the personal PC, I mean, what is the majority there? Windows,
because it's on everything.
I mean, that's kind of the same. That's kind of the same tactic that Google's taken. It's like,
right,
we want to be on everything, we want to be everywhere, we want to be your search bar. I mean, any approach that they take, they just, the saturation is it. I mean, yes, there's,
but with the exception of Xbox, Windows doesn't make hardware, right?
Sure.
So the problem is, if Google starts making hardware, then what will they do? I mean, there was a point I read a lot of articles.
Is it more worry that they're going to cater towards mobile?
Because Randy had said, it would be cool if they, catered to Motorola, mm-hmm. made the hard, because obviously you'd get a better product if the hardware and software were made for each other.
Sure.
And if they did that, though, they're losing their market share, right? If they started,
I don't think they'll lose their market share, though, because it's not like companies like Samsung and HTC are going to go, we're out, we're going to try making something else. I mean, I think they're...
Unless they pick up WebOS.
Yeah. I mean, I think they realize also at this point that they have no other option. I mean, if they want to sell phones, the smartphone world is where it's at, and you have, two, technically three options. You can either do CrackBerry, which they don't make phones for anyways, but or Android. And they can't make anything for Apple, so.
But there's Windows Phone, which Samsung does have phones. Samsung makes Windows phones, and.
But that's, maybe Windows Phone will take off. Actually, I hate to say it since Todd is listening, but it's like
I'm saying it. Mango fever is gonna catch on. We're going to need doctors.
Cure your fever?
Fair enough. No. Pat's got a fever. The only cure is more cowbell.
No, he's saying the only cure is more mango.
It's true. Feed the fever. So, anyways, to kind of get back, I think Google, obviously they're going to get poked at because they're on, like, every device. I mean, that's the same problem with Windows. It's not because Windows is open or closed, I guess. I'm going to recant on saying that if they were going to be more closed, that they're, that they'd be more secure. But that's kind of foolish to say, because Windows is the most targeted operating system for a personal computer. And I think Android is the most targeted, even though it's a little bit easier since they have the open source for it. But you could look at Linux and say that's also open source too, but they're even less targeted,
But that's... I think that goes to because Linux is built off of a shell that's been around for eons.
20 years.
That's been...
They had their birthday today.
Was it?
Yep, 20 years.
That's been open source for 20 years.
Yeah.
So you have a devout team cult. Of... It's really a cult of people who, are, you know, when they find something, they're not like... I mean, I'm sure there's some that are like, hee-hee, we found an exploit. But, I mean, they're... It's a community thing, you know? It's like, this is our operating system. So I think they're just as quick to get it locked up. Anyways. Yeah, we got very
far away again.
On to Apple rumors.
All right. I'll just skim through these then. Essentially, there is someone, a developer, that came to TechCrunch and told them that we think there is an iPhone being tested that is a world phone. It runs both GSM and CDMA because we can see logs of what our phone, what our app runs on. And this person did not want to be named, but they're supposedly a pretty big developer in the market. And they said that, you know, we can see the logs and it shows that the same phone ran this on both, essentially both Verizon and AT&T. So they're thinking that the next iPhone will be dual mode, which leads to the next rumors. There's Wall Street Journal is reporting now that the iPhone will be coming to Sprint, and it's also been rumored now since then that it'll also be coming to T-Mobile, which given the fact, well, which would only make sense since they're going to be AT&T soon anyway.
Maybe.
Pending, but more than likely. I don't know. It'd be pretty interesting, actually, if they came down and said, we're not going to let you do this. I think that would be crazy. I think that would be kind of cool, actually. But neither here nor there, kind of going away again. But so essentially what they're saying is the iPhone 5 will be, they'll just make one device. Like right now, they make legitimately two models, which, as we were talking about earlier, is what fragments Android is because there's so many different companies that there's become so many different versions of the same software. And right now, actually, there's slight fragmentation in iPhones because as the last update, I don't know, I think it's 4.3.3 is what the AT&T iPhone is on, and I think it's 4.2.8 or something is what the Verizon phone is on. But if there's one world phone, it won't matter because they'll all run the same thing, and you'll be able to, you know, go... It'll be nice for people, business people who travel a lot, too, because when you go into other countries, they don't always have one or the other, so...
And you can always get, you can get prepaid SIM cards, you can just pop
in. Yep, and you can pop them in and out, and they'll just be able to ship one model to everyone, so that'll be a nice thing. But we'll find out on my birthday when I get one, October 6th, right here.
Sorry, go.
What?
I was going to say the Sprint thing, if you're going to cover that.
I said it.
Oh, did Sprint. You cover the Sprint thing? Mm-hmm. Which I think is awesome for Sprint, because I think they're the only one that has the unlimited plan.
Actually, I tried to ask someone at Sprint, but they would not confirm nor deny. I was chatting with them online.
Oh, were you? Really?
I was on their website looking at plans, just because if it goes to Sprint, I mean, if AT&T is really going to start throttling me, I'm going to look at my options, right?
Sure.
And so I was checking out Sprint. Me and Randy were chatting at work, talking about it. Not at work together, but, you know, via the internet. And so I was on the Sprint website talking to, and then a little service rep chat came up, because essentially they're going to try to push you into a sale via the internet now, too, if you're looking at their website too long, apparently. And so I started to chat with her, and she kept trying to push phones on me, and so I kept trying to ask her about the Android or the iPhone coming, and she just told me that she could not confirm or deny any details about upcoming products, so.
I mean, it makes sense. If there's already a CDMA phone out there, why can't they just drift it over to Sprint?
Right.
I mean,
T-Mobile, right?
Or T-Mobile, you know, being GSM.
I mean, it obviously works on T-Mobile now. A lot of people, there's like, what did we talked about it a while ago on the show. There's like some more than a million, there's a ton of people. But on T-Mobile, the only thing right now is that you can't use 3G. You can only use their Edge network. But, yeah, I hope it comes to Sprint. I would definitely highly consider switching.
Which is interesting because, like, Sprint's kind of been taking a dip lately, which would, I would think, the iPhone itself
I think
may
it would,
revive
it. I think
it
would help
the
their stocks for sure. Like, I think it would help their... And especially, like, if they have a solid 4G base already, and there's also rumors, I think we talked about it last week. Did we talk about it last week? The rumors of the LTE iPhone, I believe. I think
we did. Yeah, we did talk about that last week.
But
I mean, like, Sprint's kind of getting into, like, they're talking about how they're going to be, like, a more like a wireless reseller, or a wholesaler, I should say.
which is interesting, kind of an interesting tactic where they would essentially just sell service. I mean, they wouldn't sell phones anymore, but being that there's the iPhone coming back, I mean, that's maybe
that's big, right?
Yeah, maybe it'll spark something for them.
And then if T-Mobile gets it and they don't become AT&T, then Randy can live happily ever after.
Yeah, I don't know. I was thinking about it today because I never thought the day would come where I would have the option
of an iPhone.
Yeah, you know, but obviously my wife has been bugging me for
actually, I didn't notice.
Yeah, I know, it surprises you, right? So if it does in fact come to T-Mobile, I know she will be getting an iPhone. But me.
But don't tell her.
Yeah, she doesn't listen to the podcast anyway, so.
Sick burn. But yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what happens. Again, I think there'll be, within the next 3 weeks, hopefully we'll know the truth of everything from Tim Cook. Because Steve's gone.
It's true.
So 2 weeks ago we told you that the Galaxy Tab was banned in Europe, and then last week the ban was lifted. Well, this week, as it turns out, they're being banned again. I don't know. It's a fun game, right? But this time it's phones, I believe, more, not the Tab, I think. The Galaxy S and the Galaxy S2, because they have infringed upon 3 patents. And the biggest one apparently is swiping between photos. But it's something they said they can patch and fix, and so if they do, it will... There was 2 other ones, but I don't see them here now. I wonder if they changed it. But, yeah. So they're infringing on these 3 patents or whatever, and Samsung essentially said, oh, we'll fix that in our patch. They could send out a patch. Well, you know, if they could have done that to begin with, why'd they have to copy Apple, I guess, right?
That's what that does.
Lazy asses.
I'm sure they were just, I don't know, they're bluffing. They had to have been. I mean, because to Gizmodo, like, I read the article saying how they're lazy and they just didn't patch it. And they're like, oh, we just have it pending. We can just go out and patch the world.
Yeah, well, they said in Android, what is it, 2.3 or whatever, it'll be fixed.
That'll be fixed. Oh, it's not like an actual patch from Samsung
itself?
Yeah,
it's like in the next Android version, it'll be fine again.
Oh, okay.
So we're just going to push it ahead and...
It sounds like they're bluffing. They're just like, all right, now we got to get back to the shop and get a patch out.
I agree.
But, yeah, whatever. Patents, huh? Who knew?
Ugh.
And then a couple weeks ago, we talked about GroupMe being a pretty cool messaging app. We've been kind of talking about messaging apps lately. But Skype went ahead last Sunday and acquired GroupMe. It was reported that they're going to get $85 million for a company that's about a year old. And I think they're a super small company, too. I know that they won. It was like a crowdsourced company, sort of. Like, they just made it at a convention. I think it might have been one of the TechCrunch conventions. They just were talking about it, and they're like, oh, we should really make something. And then they just whipped it up, and... It's really kind of taken off, and they just sold it for $85 million. So, you know, not bad. A little. But it'll be interesting. I hope they leave GroupMe as it is, because I like it and intend to use it more soon. Possibly giving up SMS altogether, but...
Yeah, now reaching Australia.
Yeah, as we've been using it to communicate internationally, at least Randy and I have lately.
It's slick. And... I checked my phone bill, which just came, and no charges, so.
Nice.
No hidden fees.
But we will see how they use it to integrate into Skype, or if they, you know, start adding texting into, I don't know. Who knows what they're going to do with it. But it's funny, because Skype is in the process of being acquired by Microsoft, so it's kind of like they're getting a freebie with the purchase of Skype, I guess. Obviously, this must have been underway, and if the deal doesn't go through, I guess Skype probably want to group me anyway, but... Yeah, interesting information nonetheless. So, yeah.
I was just thinking about this. I could do an unboxing of my touchpad and post it on our website.
We could do it.
We've got the power.
We do.
But yeah, I think that pretty much covers all of our news for the week, though. Eh?
Anything? Anything? Yeah, anything? Nothing else.
No. Oh, that's it.
So as usual, you should find us on the internet. Check out our website.
The interweb.
www.bleedgeek.com.
BLEEDGEEK.com.
If you want it to more complicated
rolls
way.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah. And, of course, follow us on Twitter or go find us on Facebook, which are the obvious. Facebook.com/BLEEDGEEK and @BLEEDGEEK on Twitter.
And if you want to send us an email, you can reach us at fans@bleedgeek.com.
Yeah, send us an email.
BLEEKBEEK.com.
I think you added an extra letter in there. I'm fairly certain.
Dang it.
You added a B in the middle.
Did I add a B?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Sorry.
Well, if they can't figure it out by now, then
whatever.
No. So if you have any comments, concerns, ideas, troubles,
criticism, questions,
you need to mourn with Mike about Steve Jobs.
So we're tough-skinned. So yeah, send us an email.
Or if you want to give us a call, 406-79-GEEKS. Leave us a voicemail.
Geeks.
You can
also replace those E's with 3's.
Yeah, because that's how it works.
It'll be leet-speak.
406-794-3357.
Thanks.
Yeah, so that's that, I guess. You can always follow us individually on Twitter.
If you want.
If you want, do whatever you want. Mine is Mike037 with an @ in front of it.
And mine is @HammockTime with a Y instead of an I.
And I am @Crandall111.
And if you don't have anything else to do this week, Monday I should have some more stuff up on our sister website, daughter website.
Nah, it wouldn't be sister.
Funky
be
cousin.
Child.
Child, site. Yeah, so I changed it to daughter. Anyway, if you're into football, check out the Point After Attempt, thepointafterattempt.com. We're going to have a lot of stuff coming starting next week. We are going to head into hyperdrive with it. So check that out for football news and fantasy advice. And while you're on BleedGeek.com, you can also sign up for the newsletter if you haven't already. But with that, I am Mike Earl.
And I'm Patrick McGivern.
And I'm Randy Orvis. And don't lose any sleep over Steve. It'll all be okay, Apple fans.